Quite a song, isn't it? Quite a message. Jesus gave himself for me. What have I given to him? What have we given to him? Failure on every hand. And you know why we have failure on every hand? Turn with me to the 119th Psalm. One thing we can be sure of, there is no failure in this one that gave himself for us. The failure is all ours. And when I think of young people growing up and becoming mature in this land today, it certainly breaks my heart. Because I know I'm not going to be here much longer. But you've got your whole life ahead of you if the Lord tarries. There's only going to be a few verses. I want them to go into my heart and into your heart also. 119th Psalm, verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Can any of us in here say with our whole heart, we've sought the Lord? I know I can. Oh, there's been times when I maybe made a little mark. But are we playing a game? Or are we in serious business for the Lord? And you young people, you certainly have my prayers, and I'm sure you have the prayers of many in this room. Because you've got a battle ahead of you, as we had this morning. How I thank God for that meeting. I can't do what you young people can do. I can pray for you. I can ask God's strength for you to put that armor on that we were talking about this morning, and I love that. And then I love that meeting also where it talks of the remembrance meeting. My own personal belief is that's the greatest meeting that we as gathered saints have. And I left it for 14 years. Because I couldn't get along with my brethren. That's all been forgiven. And we can thank God that our sins can be forgiven. But with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from his commandments. That's one of his commandments. Was this due in remembrance of me? And I heard of a Baptist preacher not too many months ago. When accosted by a friend of mine, a brother in the Lord, in California. And he asked that pastor why. Because he had just got done preaching a stirring message. And he said, don't you remember the Lord on the first day of every week like he had requested? And that preacher says, and it breaks my heart, you make it too common. How can we ever say for 1 minute that the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ could be too common? Oh, that my heart might be touched with love in your heart also. Love where? Jesus said it starts in us. A new commandment I give unto thee that ye love. That ye love one another. You don't see much of that kind of love anymore. I told someone earlier today that when I was a little boy, I didn't come from a Christian family, but we weren't allowed to go out and play on the Lord's Day. We weren't allowed to make any noise or any frivolity. We had to be quiet. Well, we're not under law, are we? But the Lord's Day is the Lord's Day. And I think that message that our brother gave earlier on the Lord's Day was a stirring message for my heart, and I hope it was for yours also. With my whole heart have I served thee. We have so little time to love and serve the Lord. We have so little time to read and learn His Word. I've been working in a nursing home for the last several months, and you don't know what time is all about until you go in a nursing home, because so many people have so little time. So little time. But so did the thief on the cross, who rebuked the other thief and said, "We're getting our just deserts." But this man has done nothing amiss. And he turned and he said to the Lord three of the greatest words he ever could have said. "Lord, remember me." And Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." And I didn't get up to make a message for the young people, but you're on my heart. You're on my heart because I know the battle you have ahead. But just remember one thing. Commit your life to Jesus Christ. Have a desire within your heart to live and to serve Him. He'll do the rest. God bless you all.